Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 23rd, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google published a paper on NASA's website claiming it achieved quantum supremacy, or the ability for a quantum computer to solve a problem a traditional computer cannot. Google was reportedly able to solve a calculation proving the randomness of numbers produced by a random number generator in 3 minutes and 20 seconds, compared to estimates that the fastest supercomputer would take over 10,000 years for the calculation. Google used a 53-qubit design called Sycamore for the calculation. The paper, though, was later pulled from NASA's website. Researchers at IBM were skeptical of the quantum supremacy claim, saying that Google used a specialized design to solve a single problem rather than designing a machine for general-purpose calculations. Uber's probationary license to continue operating ride-hailing services in London expires Wednesday. Transport for London did not renew Uber's license in 2017 because of failures in reporting criminal offenses and conducting background checks. A judge in 2018 granted a 15-month probationary license after Uber made several changes. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has not responded to an assembly member's question about Uber's license renewal. In response to an inquiry from German legislators, Facebook revealed details about the currencies used to back up the Libra cryptocurrency stablecoin. Libra's reserves will be made up of 50% US dollars, 18% euros, 14% Japanese yen, 11% British pounds, and 7% Singapore dollars. The actual assets used in the reserve will be a combination of cash and a very short-term government securities in those denominations. Reuters reports its sources say Fitbit has hired the investment firm Canalys Partners to explore a sale. Reportedly, Canalys has urged Fitbit to consider a sale of the business for several weeks, perhaps getting interest from Google or private equity firms. Fitbit is number two behind Apple in the smartwatch market and has a market value of about $1 billion. TiVo CEO Dave Scholl told CNN that TiVo plans to release a $50 Android TV streaming stick early next year. It would use TiVo's software to recommend things to watch. It does not appear to include a TV tuner. TiVo also plans to unveil TiVo Plus, which would aggregate content from multiple publishers, similar to the Roku channel. In related news, TiVo later confirmed it would begin rolling out pre-roll video ads to all retail devices running TiVo Experience 4 starting the next 90 days, including users who purchased a lifetime subscription plan. Users will be able to fast-forward through these ads. Chinese e-commerce giant JD launched a new online group buying service called Jingzi, available as a dedicated smartphone app with a planned WeChat integration coming in October. The app uses a factory-to-consumer model to offer frequent flash sales for customers, discounts on items shared with friends, and group buying deals. The move comes as JD hopes to expand growth in smaller cities and rural areas and to fend off the fast-growing e-commerce startup PDD. Google announced changes to its voice and audio activity settings for Google Assistant. The opt-in setting for allowing transcription use now explicitly states that humans will review some recordings. Existing assistant users will have to reauthorize this review before any human review will resume. Later this year, Google will also reduce the amount of data stored, with a pledge that the vast majority of user data will be deleted after a few months. Google will also add an extra layers of privacy filters for voice records reviewed by humans. Google will also release a Google Assistant hot word sensitivity setting, which should result in fewer accidental activations and recordings. AMD announced the release of its 16-core Ryzen 9 3950X processor is delayed until November, originally announced as shipping in September. AMD cited high demand and the need to build up sufficient stock for the launch. AMD also announced that the next-generation Threadripper processors will come to market in November as well. Those chips will start at 24 cores, although no other product details were announced. And finally, Facebook announced it will sunset the ability for Facebook groups to post stories content on September 26th. Any existing stories at that time will be deleted, and users won't be able to publish new group stories. The group stories feature was first introduced in December 2018. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.